This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. Following the death of six of the hostages taken on October 7th, the U.S. is again proposing a ceasefire deal in the Gaza war, this as one of the hostages is laid to rest. The AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
The White House is holding high-level meetings on the situation in Israel with the deaths of six hostages, including an Israeli-American. President Biden flew back to the White House from Delaware with reporters waiting.
Mr. President, do you think it's time for Prime Minister Netanyahu to do more on this issue? Do you think he's doing enough?
No.
He was asked, now that an Israeli-American was killed, are negotiators closer to finalizing a ceasefire and hostage release deal?
We're very close to that.
Biden spoke with the parents of Hirsch Goldberg Polin, the 23-year-old among the six hostages killed, Hirsch's mother at his funeral.
Finally, my sweet boy, finally is free.
Thousands thronging the cemetery in Jerusalem, a national labor strike to demand a ceasefire was ended by an Israeli court. I'm Jackie Quinn.
On Monday, the Institute for the Study of War reported that Russia's August advances in Ukraine were the biggest since October of 2022. This as Ukraine's Air Force says Russia launched an overnight barrage of drones and missiles at Kyiv as children prepare to return to school following the summer vacation. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Several series of explosions rocked the Ukrainian capital in the early hours Monday. Ukraine's Interior Ministry said debris from intercepted missiles and drones fell in every district of Kyiv, injuring three people and damaging two kindergartens. City authorities reported multiple fires. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Visit voanews.com for more top stories. You're listening to VOA News. Two merchant vessels were struck in attacks on Monday off the coast of Yemen's rebel-held Hodeidah province, Maritime Security Agency said, reporting that both crews were safe. No group has yet said they carried out the attacks in the area where Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi rebels have targeted ships that they say are linked to Israel. It's a campaign they began in November and stated solidarity with Palestinian ally Hamas in the Gaza war. An election surprise in Germany as a far right wing political party heads towards a victory in the country's east. The AP's Karen Chamas has that story.
The far-right party Alternative for Germany, or AfD as it's known, was on track to become the strongest party in a state election for the first time in the country's east, and at least a very close second to mainstream conservatives in a second vote, according to projections. The mainstream opposition Christian Democratic Union, or CDU, has led Saxony since German reunification in 1990 and hopes that Governor Michael Kretschmer can power it past the AfD again, as he did 5 years ago. A new party founded by a prominent leftist was also making an immediate impact, while the parties in Chancellor Olaf Scholz's unpopular national government were set for weak results. I'm Karen Chamas.
Dozens of mpox patients are crammed into large plastic isolation tents as the East Democratic Republic of Congo struggles as the epicenter of the outbreak. Medicine shortages and overstretched hospital workers are stunting progress towards controlling what is now a global public health emergency. Sean Hogan of Reuters has more.
The country is the epicenter of the global public health emergency declared by the World Health Organization last month. In Kavumu, 900 symptomatic patients, like Sifa Mwakasisi, have been taken in over the past 3 months.
They should give us medicine and put us in good conditions instead of just locking us in this cage as if we're not human, telling us no one should come near us.
The head of the Congo's Mpox response team acknowledged that parts of the vast country lacked medicine. He added that dispatching donations, including 115 tons of medicine from the World Bank, was a priority. Over 19,000 suspected cases of Mpox have been reported since the start of the year in Congo, according to the health ministry. Of those, 5,000 were confirmed and 655 were fatal.
Sean Hogan of Reuters reporting. An incident that caused a Cathay Pacific Airbus jetliner to turn back to base on Monday involved a problem with one of the engines. I'm Steve Karish, VOA News.